time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, could be a children's song, could be a popular tune, could be a Broadway show tune, or even a famous tune from the world of classical music, and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating, and a Mr. Michael Barone is calling us from the Twin Cities in Minnesota. Michael, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Is our connection any good? I mean, it's how many inches between your studio and my office?
Yes. Now, I must confess, we have on the phone here one of my colleagues, a fellow American Public Media host, the host of Pipe Dreams, the show about pipe organs. Michael, now, people know you around the Twin Cities and around the country for your connection with the world of pipe organs, but not so many people know about your collection of automobiles, which has made you also famous here in the Twin Cities. What do you drive around town?
It depends on what will start in the morning. I have an unfortunately large collection of Citroëns. I have two, what they call the Ugly Duckling Dienta, little farmer's car, all of 29 horsepower. It's amazing to see how fast you can go with so little. I have a couple of other Citroëns, a few old Saabs. I somehow found myself owning a Renault R10. If anyone would like to buy it, just call, email to Performance Today. We'll give you a special deal. I have a Maserati tucked away in a garage somewhere also, which keeps me in my Italian mode.
Michael, I have to ask this because I ask everybody this who calls in to play the piano puzzler. What's your musical background?
I started listening to records before I remember anything. I mean, it's sort of one of these prehensile things. It was there with me before I could reason, and it just has continued. I took piano lessons early and ended up taking organ lessons, went to college, got a music history degree at Oberlin, didn't want to go to grad school, thought I could fill in somewhere for a year or two, earn some money announcing classical music, and got a job with a little radio station up in Collegeville, Minnesota. It was just starting out. And I was just starting out, heaven knows. And, I haven't figured out what I'm going to do when I grow up because I'm still there 41 years later.
And now the longtime host of Pipe Dreams, the great show about pipe organs.
Yep, 26, 27 years of that. It's amazing.
I'm afraid Bruce Adolph doesn't have a pipe organ here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. A Steinway will have to do. And he's about to play a piano puzzler. Your job is to name the tune that's hidden in here and the composer whose style he's imitating. So, Michael Barone, here's your piano puzzler.
Very nice. I'm going to take a leap of faith here and make a couple of comments. The opening theme sounds exactly like the beginning of the fugue in F major that follows the big flashy toccata in F by Bach, Schmieder 540. Well, and if you didn't think that was it, I'll have to show it to you someday.
Well, this is, yes, derived from several Bach fugues, because no one of them is going to fit what I ended up having to cram in there.
I see.
Okay, so you began with that Schmieder 540 and then included some other Bach quotes here and there, too.
There are a lot of things in there that are couched around and cushioning something fairly humorous, but mm-hmm. I had to do a lot of manipulating to make that happen.
Well,
but,
yeah. Unfortunately, my filter filters out humor. Go ahead, Fred.
Well,
what's your hint?
In the style of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yes,
and
of course.
That's
yeah.
the world we're living in here.
Yes, right.
But the tune, I might need to hear that again. And maybe, Bruce, could you bring out particular voices that might help us hear the tune a little bit?
I'll tell you, the first four notes, this, have nothing to do with the tune.
Okay.
I had to do that in order to locate
set
the key.
Up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I'm going to try to make the background even quieter, and I'll play it closer to tempo. I left out the answer.
Yeah, I'm sure there's maybes and babies in there, but you know, for the life of me, I can't do any better than this.
I have a feeling Fred knows it because he's got that look. Do you have that?
I don't know.
You're not sure?
Whisper in my other ear, Fred.
That's not the name of it.
Is this the song that starts off with birds and bees?
Yes. Yes, it does, Fred.
Let's fall in love.
That's right.
Let's do it.
Let's fall in love.
Birds do it, bees do it.
Even educated fleas do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. And then da ba ba ba, whatever the words are, in Japan or something. It's there untouched. It's just surrounded by Bachian chromaticism.
Yeah. It must have something to do with my age. Maybe I'm not doing it enough anymore to even recognize it when it's right in front of me.
So let's do it in the style of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Wait a minute. Is that the answer or are you suggesting?
You're too late, Fred.
I mean, Fred, he had 21 children.
Michael Barone is the host of American Public Media's Pipe Dreams. Michael, thanks so much for playing the piano puzzler this week.
Well, I've tried to be a good sport. You're very welcome.
You have indeed been a good sport. And Bruce Adolph, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.